This is the moment. A new start. Now the UK has left the EU.
Time for us to get going.
To seize new opportunities as we transition to our new relationship.
Get moving.
It's in our hands now.
So we've got to get started.
Truck drivers.
Tech entrepreneurs.
Engineers.
Fishermen.
Farmers.
Lawyers.
Makers.
Holiday makers.
Creators.
Big business. Small business. Travelling for business.
We all need to plan ahead.
Check the guidance. Make the changes. And let's get going.
Sign up now at gov.uk/transition and check, change, go for the UK's new start.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
At Ben and Kelly Show, you send us messages. Maybe you have an issue that you need help with. You need some advice from people who don't have a dog in the fight, so to speak.
Slide into our DMs.
Slide into our DMs, and we'll try not to screw up your issue.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up.
Try not to.
This is free therapy.
Hey, Carrie, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Will you walk us through what you messaged us?
Yeah, so my fiance and I had a big wedding planned for April that was obviously postponed by the pandemic.
Sure.
And, you know, as the weeks went on, it was pretty obvious that, you know, it was going to be a long time before we'd be able to have this big wedding, you know, without a town guest.
Right.
So when we finally got a chance, we just did a small ceremony and made it official that way.
Oh, you kind of like,
I know a lot of people that did that, or whatever.
You
just kind of, you make it official so that you're actually married.
Okay.
But you're just going to have another ceremony later.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We were just like, okay, let's just do this because we don't know when.
Yeah.
But the reaction from our family that we've gotten has been, like, crazy.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I really thought, like, you know, the people, I thought they'd be happy for us, but they're actually, like, the opposite. My mom isn't even, like, talking to me.
Okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. So you didn't let anybody know you guys were running off and getting married? You just did it spontaneously?
Yeah, we kind of just, you know, did the court thing, but it's like we had to do it before that was going to shut down. You know, we didn't know what was happening, and we obviously knew nobody could travel or do anything. Like, so even if we told them, they couldn't do anything about it.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Do you think the reason they're upset, though, is that you didn't, like, give them a heads up?
I guess so, but it's, yeah, I mean, I get it, but it's like we were just going to have, like, a party later, kind of like a delayed reception whenever we could.
Yeah. Yeah. So... Do you have other family members or anything or like what's your what about your husband's side?
Yeah, his family, you know, they seem the same way. One of them was even kind of like snarky about it, like, well, don't expect the wedding present we were going to give you.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Is this really rude or do they have a point? Like, I don't know. We just move on, have a reception later. I'm not sure.
No, it sounds already like you've got enough salty family members. Like, what's that reception going to be like now?
Well, I think with time, you know, maybe. I don't know.
Have you tried to have a conversation with them like this? Just say, hey, well, this is why we ended up, it happened this way. And
I think we need to get on, like, maybe do a little Zoom call or something face to face. Because, you know, like, I don't know. I think it's probably easy to be rude when we're not in person.
You know what? I'm just going to say this. Pandemics suck.
Yeah, they do.
I've decided that pandemics just have ruined everything.
Nothing good about it.
Yeah. So.
Oh.
Well, again, let me say congratulations because that's cool that you know are now married.
You have a husband now.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. So, you know, hopefully there are several people already texting in about how maybe you can approach this with your family. But, you know, hopefully we can help you out.
Thank you.
At Ben and Kelly Show, you can get a hold of us on Facebook or Twitter.
Now, Greg texted in with this, and I get it. Like, they should have zoomed in everybody at the courthouse, but that's not helping where we are right now.
Sure. Hindsight's 20/20.
It always is.
Yeah.
Right?
And another text from a listener, 502-571-9970, that just says, rip the Band-Aid off. Just say, hey, look, I'm sorry. You got to apologize. You got to be sincere. You got
to
mean it.
Yes, we didn't mean to offend you.
Right.
We just kind of went with the moment. We wanted to get it done, make it official before the courts closed, but we didn't think about your feelings and we apologize.
Lori rolls in and says, time heals all wounds. Wait another few months and then let everybody simmer down and revisit it with a big reception.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's hope the pandemic allows that.
Oh my gosh, this one. Tony actually said, how about doing a little GoFundMe for the presents that you're not going to be getting from your family?
Oh yeah, well, then there's that too. At Ben and Kelly Show.
Brandy's on the phone.
So the young lady that just called in, yeah. I understand her pain. We're actually, we had to redo our wedding date from June 6th to August the 1st. We have some very salty family members, but if anybody wants to pay for me to have a wedding at a later date, we'll do it. Until then, this is what we choose to do, and the reason we're doing it is our son's leaving for the Marines in September, and people are going to get mad regardless whenever she does it, so the best thing for her to do is just be happy and everybody accept it.
You know what? I agree. Now, did you give them a heads up before you went and got married legally?
We did not give them a heads up for the simple fact is we wanted to go ahead and have our wedding date as our anniversary, so we are redoing our vows in front of everyone in August. So a lot of people don't know that we're married, but we are.
I gotcha. All right. Well, cool. Congratulations.
Thank you. But yeah, she needs not to worry about it. She's got to do what makes her happy, and apparently right now that's what makes her happy.
All right. So did we help? I don't think we helped.
Well, we just threw out a bunch of options.
How about this, Carrie? You invite us. If you decide to have the reception later, we'll come and we'll bring you a Michael Graves toaster.
I will bring. There you go. All right, that's free therapy on 99.7 DJX.